Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I'd like to continue on in a message I've been sharing on a common cause. Just a bit of a reminder and an encouragement to rise up above the concerns and affairs of your own life and to realize that God's people are in this together. We're the body of Christ. We were looking at Numbers, the 32nd chapter, where the children of Reuben and Gad had rather selfishly requested to have land on this side of Jordan, and only at the rebuke of Moses were they willing to go over and fight with their brethren. And so, one of the lessons we can learn from this chapter is that selfish interest discourages others. Moses said, "Wherefore discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land?" And beloved, there's many different ways we can discourage our brothers and sisters from the pursuit of a deeper and more enlarged experience in the fullness of Christ. How can we do it? Well, we can, as the spies did, we can bring a slander on this good land. In other words, on the promises of God, God's Canaan that He has for us through our own unbelief and our poverty-stricken lives as Christians. Jesus wants us to have an abundant life. And we can also discourage others by magnifying the difficulties in the way of entering into the possession of it. Remember that the spies were saying, the 10 of them, that basically there were giants there, there were walled cities, they were as grasshoppers in their sight, and there was just no way that they could do that. Although those in faith, Caleb and Joshua, said, "We are well able to take the land." Also, by our own self-complacent indifference, we can really hinder or discourage others in their spiritual growth in grace. Why? Because others need encouragement. And there is a balance, beloved, between allowing the Lord to minister to us where our needs spiritually and emotionally and in every way are met, so we can be a people who are filled with His love and looking for ways that we can help and encourage others. So seeking the good of others is actually helping the cause of Christ. It says in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verse 4, that we're not to look every man on his own things, but on the things of others. We're encouraged to be concerned about the needs of others and where they're at in their spiritual walk. And so seeking the good of others is actually helping God's body being strengthened and built. Moses asked, "Shall your brethren go to war, and shall ye sit here?" That was verse 6 of Numbers 32. And it's a great privilege to be able to help our brethren, our brothers and sisters, into their rightful inheritance in the Lord. And you know, there's something about being directed toward others and their needs. Remember all that Job went through? Well, he was healed only after he prayed for his friends who had been maligning him all that time. And so there's a principle there we need to lay hold of. I believe there's an intense longing in your heart for an enlarging of your spiritual experience. I believe there are many of God's people in that way. They want their borders enlarged. And the scriptures tell us to do that. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out, lengthen your borders, stretch out your stakes. That's what God wants for us. And more than ever, we need to hear the pure Word of God. We need to hear the mind of God as revealed in the Word of Truth, which is the scripture. Now, also, doing nothing is a sin against the Lord. Look, let me read verse 23. This is Moses saying, let me go to 22. And the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward ye shall return, he's speaking now, Moses is, to Reuben and Gad, and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But listen to verse 23. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. The sin of idleness or of neglecting to do our part in the body of Christ is actually a sin against the Lord that will be sure to find us out. We just can't sit back and say, well, I'll let someone else do it. And generally, when no one else does it, the job doesn't get done, because so often everyone has that mentality. God wants us to step up to the plate and to be willing to do what he would ask us to do, to be a source of friendliness and encouragement to others. And this indifference betrays itself really in cowardliness, in indifference, in worldliness, and finally in open sin. Remember that parable of the householder in the vineyard? This was Matthew 20, verse 6. The householder asked the men that were standing around, he said, "Why stand ye here all day idle? Do you say that no man hath hired you?" Beloved, the Lord has hired us. He has purchased us with his precious blood. We're not our own, we're his. We've been bought with a price. And so devotion and concern regarding the interests of God's kingdom will secure present blessings for us. If you want to be blessed, that's a beautiful way to do it, because you're seeking the good of others. Let me read verses 20 through 22. And Moses said unto them, if ye will do this thing, if ye will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward ye shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. So if we're willing to do that, we can not just talk about, not just dream about, and not just think about, but actually possess our inheritance. The sons of Reuben and Gad were to have their possession this side of Jordan on the condition they passed over and helped their brethren into their lot of inheritance. And the reason why many Christians have not entered into a soul-satisfying portion in this life is because they've just been self-absorbed. They've ceased to have an interest in others, ceased to want to help others. And that's so typical of today's society. And if we're not careful, it will seep into the church. There's no class of disciples of Jesus as happy as the workers. Those workers, of course, who are not seeking their own, but the good of others at the command of the Lord. Matthew 19 and 29, these are the words of Jesus. He said, and everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and it shall inherit everlasting life. That talks to me of abundant life right in the here and now. And then, of course, Galatians 6, 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. One of the commands and present emphasis of the Holy Spirit today is to pray. You can say, well, I don't know what I can do. Well, you can certainly pray. We need intercessors. We need people who will weep between the porch and the altar. We need people who are willing to go out there and witness, to be willing to do whatever opportunities God presents to you. Beloved, all I'm sharing in these few words is that we just need to get out of ourselves, focus on the needs of others, and on the larger concerns of the kingdom of God. And if we will pray and seek God, then that will lead to action, for faith without works is dead. Isn't that right? You know, I just believe that God wants us to really develop a deep love, his agape love, and that only that in that way and in that manner are we able to really love one another as he has loved us. You know, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, it's righteous altogether. And before Jesus suffered and died, he gave only one other additional command, and that is the law of Christ. If you will, he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." That's John 13:34. And beloved, that's why I take time on this broadcast, even though it may be brief, just to invite you to write, to share your needs, the burdens of your heart, because I truly care and love my spiritual family and my radio family, and I'm concerned about the needs and the burdens of your heart. And it is in caring for and being concerned about your welfare that the Lord is glorified and the law of Christ fulfilled. Beloved, it's through his agape love in you that the world will know that we are his disciples. Think of it this way. As we love and do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, we're actually evangelizing the unsaved by our actions, or works, if you will, of faith and love. We are his ambassadors demonstrating Jesus. I invite you to write and just share those prayer needs. And I just want to close in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch every listener. Lord, bring into our consciousness, our awareness, and the importance of connecting one another in the Spirit, that we are the body of Christ. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I and my word are one, and my will is one with my word. And as you feast upon me, your soul shall be satisfied with fatness, and you shall be filled with my fullness. How greatly I desire to bless you, how much I have reserved for you, and not another. Your understanding will be enlarged to know the ways of the Lord in a way you've not experienced before. A new moving of my spirit is coming into your life. Praise me for that large portion, even that double portion, which shall be yours, says the Lord." Praise God. Well, it's been such a blessing to minister to you today, and I invite you to tune in next time. In just a moment, the announcer is going to give that contact information. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.